Let every nation know, whether it wishes us well or ill, that we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty. That is John F. Kennedy. This is the COT Podcast.
From the F3 Nation Podcast Studios.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
This is the COT Podcast. Connecting the packs of F3 Nation through fitness, fellowship, and faith.
I'm Sean McKinley, 40 Denali.
Package. Trip win, 30. Bogey.
Bogey.
46. Turnpike.
Turnpike.
COT Podcast starts right now.
Shut up and sit down.
Coming at you on a Monday, Memorial Day, the 25th of May, 2020. Your boy, Hello Kitty, and you are listening to another episode of the Circle of Trust podcast. My good friend and yours, coming at us from Blowing Rock, NC, once again on this day, Jamie Roseboro. Rapido. Amped up, you told me, this morning.
I am, man.
Feeling big cat.
I'm fired up. Feeling great.
Good.
Feeling great. It is peak gloom this morning up here in the in God's country. 58 degrees and foggy. Had a good hour-long beatdown this morning. Just feeling good about a lot of things.
Sounds like you got after it with the men of F3 Boone and had yourself running all over campus. And so I'm sure that elicits, extra emotions, knowing your love for that place. And then to do it on a day like today as we're honoring our fallen heroes who have paid the ultimate price for us to be able to literally sit here today and do what we do today, not lost on anybody. And so sure, it was a great morning for you there. We murfed it here with sub 25 Carpex guys, but it wasn't the only AO rolling for us. So that was just one of many. So we had more guys than that, but we had just under 25 here for compliance and murfed it up pretty well, and a couple guys who V-murfed today, so that was always it's always cool to do with those guys, right, and be a part of it for them for the first time. They're like, we have to do how many pull-ups?
Yeah, push-ups? Once you get in that rhythm of 10, 20, 30 on your cycles,
that's how I do it,
that's the way I do it too, and it's you can get in a rhythm. It takes a bit, but you get through it.
Had the vest on.
I saw you with the breath taker on.
I have to do that. Have to go full comp for Lieutenant Michael Murphy, 28 June 2005, part of Operation Red Wings. If you have seen Lone Survivor, you know very well of his story and why we do the Murphs on days like today. My favorite thing about Michael Murphy is his last two words were thank you. He climbs right to the top of that ridge to put in comms to get the good guys to come save him and his brothers. And the last thing he says before he's taken out by the enemy is thank you. Incredible. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's emotional.
That's right.
My workout this morning was for Charles Humphrey Keating IV, who was KIA on May 3rd, 2016.
Chuck Heavy, babe.
In Tel Escuf, Iraq, which is northern Iraq, sort of in the Peshmerga line and an ISIS battle stronghold. He had something similar. It was a crazy, crazy gun battle for like 14 hours. And ran out of ammo, needed more ammo, ran out through a clearing to get back to a sniper rifle and a truck, and just sacrificed himself getting taken out enemy for his compadres.
It's always good to put a name on your heart. Thomas Kortz with me today, flew out of the 335th Fighter Squadron out of Seymour Johnson Air Force Base in the very early, first 2 days of Desert Storm. They were on a low-level bombing mission, and he lost his life then, and Teak was his call sign, and he had three sons, and my mom and my two other brothers and I traveled with his three sons and his wife back to Cincinnati for his funeral. My dad met us out there after that, and so always think about those families, and took Teak with me on the workout today as well, and I know folks doing that across F3 Nation. My brother,
nice,
just great, yeah, great things there, and obviously, you and I could talk for hours and hours about our gratitude and thankfulness for those who have gone before us and done what they have done for our freedom, but you know, we don't need to use up all the time today doing that, although I know we'd be just as happy doing that. But we've got things of the F3 Nation to get to as well, my friend, because there's chock full, as once again.
The cup runneth over.
Always, you got to feel good about it. We got a health tip from Bones coming up. But first, I want to kick us off. We've got a question into the show. And so it feels very mixed egg here with what we had. If you were accustomed to the featurette portions that used to live in the 4-3, mixed egg, a chance for PAX to submit a question and, you know, guys talk about it. And this one came to us from Cornhole. And it said, is it recommended that PAX submit a back blast for every workout? Or is that an optional thing in the F3? And it's been a bone of contention in F3 Carpex, that's for sure, related to what to do there. The short answer is this, and I'd love your perspective on it. The short answer is no, it's not required. It's never, it's not a five core principle, right? You don't have to do it. So nobody ever has to. And what I found is it's a bit of a cultural thing based on the regions and how well they embrace them. Here's what I like about them. Here's what I don't like about them. Yes, they can be a pain in the butt to do, but I do know this.
Yes.
Every time I queue on my anniversary date of F3, I go back to the back blast of the first day I posted and I pull that workup out and then I do that one for the guys and Earhart queued that day. So having that archival purpose, I think is a good thing.
I'm with you. Probably you and I are probably both on the exact same page here about their usefulness and their value. From a metric standpoint, for a number of reasons, for that reason, for historical archive perspective. Yep. But they are not easily, I don't like that. I got to be
some
like,
guys are really good at writing them.
Yeah. And I'm good at writing them. It takes me a while because I like to put a lot of thought into it. I'll throw in some pics or some GIFs, if that's the way you're supposed to pronounce that. But it's, I severely dislike WordPress for a professional reason. So it's not my most favorite thing, but I think it's,
do I write them every time? No.
No.
Do I write them every time there's an FNG present? Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's what I was going to say was, I think the true value outside of maybe your own historical markers and looking back for some fun memories of some really classic workouts and some good write-ups, the notion of the back blast for me really can solidify an FNG to come out in the first place and understand what everything's about before they get there. And it might help demystify some of the things. So I think there's value there.
I think there are some guys who truly enjoy reading them on a daily basis, if it's a workout that they were at or even ones they weren't, to get a sense as to what's going on. And so I think they serve a great purpose, but never fully required. See, so it's not even a real answer, is it? We didn't even really,
Well, I think too, I think the hitch in the giddy up for a lot of guys too is we have a number of AOs, like many regions. We have a number of AOs each and every day. And there are some guys that are queuing a ton and they'll queue many days in a row in a week or, you know, every other day for a couple of weeks. That's a lot of riding with family, kids, and jobs. Yep. And so I get it from that standpoint. So oftentimes, like you'll see in our Slack, somebody will do a quick recap, and that's good for me, but that's not necessarily good for...
I'm a big fan of the Slack back blast. The Slack blast?
The Slack blast. Slack blast. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's a like a mixed egg, it's a mixed bag. And I think each region's different, right?
I think some regions
are hardcore committed to it, and I think some may have never written one. So, you know.
Raleigh. Something about
you. You okay?
No, I'm good.
Is something blooming down there?
I think I'm okay. So appreciate you, Cornhole, for sending that in. And write one, don't write one, whatever. Do whatever you want. We don't really care. All right, moving on. Let's talk about my man Bones. Mentioned him, as is customary, at this portion of the show on a weekly basis. Now, let's get you guys living healthy on that pursuit of wellness with our man Bones with this week's health tip.
Hello, COT Podcast. It's another great day for wellness. This is Bones with a health tip for the PAX of F3 Nation. Now that Memorial Day is upon us, it is time to start thinking about those fun summer activities, including grilling out, pool parties, and adventures outside. And as a result of all this fun outdoor activity, there are actually very healthy benefits occurring. In fact, these benefits range from an increase in vitamin D levels, a boost in energy, better mood, and even longer life. So what is causing all of these health-promoting factors? It's sunlight. That's right. Getting out and into the sun has been proven to provide amazing health benefits. The UV rays from sunlight cause a reaction in the skin to produce vitamin D, which has been linked to all kinds of health-promoting benefits. In addition, when your eyes detect sunlight, you can get a boost of energy because your adrenal glands release the hormone cortisol, and your mood can be impacted as a result of an increase of serotonin. And if that's not enough proof to enjoy the sun, studies in Sweden have concluded that those who get outside actually live a longer life. Now, although sunlight is healthy for us, getting too much may pose a problem. What we don't want to do is get sunburned, as that is damaging to our skin and can increase the risk of skin cancers and other aging effects. Best practice is to get 30 minutes to an hour of unprotected sun exposure daily, and then take precautions by wearing light clothing and hats. Be wary of many of the sunscreens on the market, as they often contain toxic chemicals that pose their own set of risk. So, Pax, get out of the house and enjoy some sunshine today. Not only will it give you a boost of energy, but it can help you live a healthier and longer life. Kitty and Rapido, happy Memorial Day to you guys. Hopefully you can get out and enjoy some sunshine yourself. This has been Bones guiding the packs of F3 Nation on their hunt for wellness. Gotta go.
I like
guiding
where his head,
the packs.
I like where his head, that's right, guiding the pack. I like where his head's at on this one. It's been raining for 4 days, Bones. So been missing that sunlight, but every little bit of chance we get, let me soak up a little
brother
D.
We had like a 3 or 4 hour window Saturday, where we got out and back in the creek and did some other stuff, but it has been raining all day, every day.
What did you call it, a creek? A creek?
A creek?
A crick?
A crick. There's some debate on whether or not it's a crick is actually a southern term. It might be a north of the Mason-Dixon
really?
Line term. Yeah, I've heard
Whoa.
I've heard things.
Whoa,
heard things.
That's a game changer.
But it's been raining for a daggone week. We've had 9 inches of rain.
I know. We can't complain too much. Maybe if you come down the dang mountain and come home for a minute.
Brother, we are headed east manana.
All right, listen, we got a lot to get to, okay? And I'm getting us off track here. Let's get back to it. We got a whole bunch of T-claps here. We got a whole mess of him doing him stuff. So let me read through a couple, and then we've got obviously some great audio submissions. Always appreciate the packs. This show doesn't happen without you guys. You can email us your news tips for the week at hellokitty@f3nation.com, or you can call the COT hotline 844 for COT packs. This is a T-clap for F3 Lake Norman. They were teaming up with Christian Mission of Mooresville and Lake Norman. And the post read, a big thank you goes out to the gentlemen of F3 Nation for helping us reset our pantry today. They helped us reset our food pantry by moving shelving and stocking the shelves with food. Their strong backs were greatly appreciated. That sounds exactly like what men of F3 ought to be doing in these times, using those muscles, using those strong backs. So T-clap to those men of F3 Lake Norman. Job well done, fellas. And then listen to this one, brother. This comes to us from Low Country. And the tweet said, let freedom ring. Today, the men of F3 Low Country and F3 Coastal Empire gave away 80,000. Let me repeat that.
Repeat-o, please.
80,000 to 4 local charities there during their Memorial Day convergence. They also tagged Hilton Head and Bluffton, so they must have had something to do with it. And I said, guys, you got to give us a little bit more info on that. And so Adidas gave us a call, and he's got a report on the 80K that they dropped down there in the Low Country. Take it away, Adidas.
Hey, what's up? Hello, Kitty. This is Adidas from F3 Bluffton. I just wanted to give out some T-claps. I am returning from just finishing our F3 Low Country Memorial Day seesaw on Hilton Head Island, where we presented the last of our checks for our fundraisers. So 3 checks of $20,000 were handed out after the event. I also want to give some T-claps out to Gambit. Birth name Will, he's been our Nantan for the last 5 years. He has stepped down, and Will Sawed-Off is now going to be our new Nantan. Also want to congratulate our new Weasel Shaker, Peaches, birth name Mike, and new Site Q for the Mob, which is Big Spur, birth name Bill. So just wanted to give some T-claps to all those guys. Everybody's working real hard, trying to make things better. I think we've got an awesome group of men that are ready to lead us to the next chapter. And just wanted to give you some heads up on some him doing him stuff and cheek laps to those guys. Gotta go.
Again, I mean, that was one of those ones where I had to go back and just double check. I'm like, oh, cool, $8,000. That's a great job, guys. Well done. Nope.
You know, I'm not well versed in the annals of F3 history, but that's got to be some kind of record, right? Like,
I mean, we've heard of, you know, 100K fundraisers.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, like so Oakwood 24 and stuff.
But man, but anything north of 10, and I'm like, whoa, incredible. And I mean, I could only imagine, and there probably is really no way to quantify it. The amount of funds that have been donated through Men of F3 over the last even 3 years. It's just been incredible. And that's what this thing's all about. And that's why we're excited about F3 Foundation being able to stand up here and get rolling too, because that's the same idea is taking resources in and then funneling it back out for you guys to have impacts in your local community, which is good stuff. So you mentioned you worked out with a guy named Sharkbait today. I don't know if this is the same guy. I got a very cryptic email. I don't know who it's from. I don't know where it's from, but they sent me a video congratulating this guy Sharkbait on his 300th post. And so Sharkbait, if you're listening, whoever the heck you are, proud of you, bro. Great work. And a tea clap from your guys, because they sent us this video of everybody wishing you a happy 300th post. And so great job on that front. I wish I had more info, but nonetheless, good on you.
That's amazing. We talked a lot today and didn't mention it.
Didn't come up in your conversation. Hey, man, I don't know if you know, but this is my 302nd post. I don't know if you heard, but kind of a big deal.
Humble brag.
Let me read you something out of F3 Princeton, right? So we got to give a tea clap to F3 Princeton. Obviously, you know, COVID's impacted us all differently in different areas. Some similarities for some of us, but things are just different, right? Things up in the Seattle to California area are just totally different than maybe they are here in Central North Carolina, and up in the Northeast of New Jersey and Pennsylvania. It's a tougher scene up there. But the guys at Princeton, you know, finally have a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel in some ways to be able to open up. And I just love what Dos Equis wrote to his guys. And the name of his blog post was Starting Position Move, which I just thought was wonderful.
Yes.
Right? After waiting. And he said this, let it, and I know you guys can relate to this based on where we've been here over the last 2 months. Let us plant ourselves back in the gloom. Let us promote the much needed growth for ourselves and others. Let us serve the greater community. Remain durable. Remain resilient. Maintain hope. Stay strong. Stay safe. Stay sane. The gloom belongs to us. That was from Dos Equis in Princeton. I read that and I about knocked a hole in the drywall.
Somebody put him on the payroll, please.
Seriously. He's so good. So yeah, good.
That's awesome.
But wanted to read that to you guys and just give those guys a tea clap for their diligence. They've been going strong on the virtual workouts. Dos Equis just has done an incredible job of uniting his men up there. And they said it'd never work up in some parts of the Northeast. And look at what they're doing there. So good stuff as well. And then we got to give I'm calling this a pre-region tea clap instead of a regional tea clap, pre-regional tea clap. Okay. The men of Danville, Pennsylvania. So they've been mustard seeding for the last few months, and they launched out in the gloom with 9 him. And I just want to thank Bing for sharing that and just welcome the guys of Danville, PA. Not even really sure where Danville, PA is. I'm going to test your geography and see if you know on the spot.
I've got nothing.
Sans a Google search. Let's not even do it.
No.
Much love for those guys, though. Guys, way to get after it and way to do it up on that front. And congratulations. Welcome to the F3 Nation. Before we talk about some him doing him stuff, because no shock to you, we've got some excellent submissions on this week. Taps, man, and thoughts and prayers of the F3 Nation. I think on a day like today, it sort of goes without being said, but maybe we do. And we talked about it a little bit off the top of the show, but maybe just your thoughts on Memorial Day.
It's a very special weekend, you know, day for me, and it took to getting to be an adult and understanding a lot of things before realizing that it's not a day that pools open, and it's not the day that, you know, you have a barbecue and you do all these other things. In my line of work as a professional over the last 10 plus years and what I've been involved with and still am, it means a significant amount to learn about what it means to truly lay down your life for your nation, for your brothers and sisters around you, and channeling that back to understanding that those sacrifices over the existence of our nation is why we still exist as a nation in the way that we do. Yeah. And I hope people, I know the group that listens to this podcast understands that, but I always hope that more and more people understand what that ultimate sacrifice truly means, truly signifies, what it does to that person, that service member's family, yeah, friends, their community, and nation. So it's a tough day. Mm-hmm. All of us are affected by it differently, and how tangentially we connected we are to someone who may have lost their life in service to this country. But it's, yep, it's also a proud day. It's a glory, gloryful. I don't think that's a word, but it's a glorified day for,
yeah,
for folks, to be proud of and to be remembered.
Yep. You know, we moved to DC in 2010. I got a job, but by the grace of God, at a military nonprofit. It was called Military Families United. And the mission of the organization was to support Gold Star families. Those are those who have lost their loved ones in combat. And it was one of the greatest experiences of my life. The very short time I was there, for just about a year and a half, but got to meet, you know, families whose, you know, children had laid down their lives for our country. And one of the things we did was a big celebration, really, of their lives and in honor of their lives in DC during the summer. And we brought Gold Star families from all over the country to Washington, DC, and got to meet and spend a lot of time with them, and, you know, spend time with them and mourn with them and cry with them and laugh with them in Section 60, which is a, you know, big part of Arlington National, yeah, Cemetery, where many heroes from those, you know, current and ongoing wars were buried. And so just a great honor to be able to learn from those families, like you said, and get that perspective. And, you know, the one thing I always took from that was, you know, it's hard to say happy Memorial Day, you know, on a day like today. And when, again, you go back to what Michael Murphy's last two words were, and it's just thank you. You know, the thing you can always extend is that bit of grace and thanks and gratefulness for those who paid the price, but then, you know, for those who they've left behind. And so the thoughts and prayers of the entire F3 Nation, you know, go out to every single man and woman who has laid down their life in defense of our country. Again, we couldn't be here without you, and we love you, and we thank you. All right, my friend, let's talk about, yeah, some him doing him stuff, because we've got some great, great, great things coming through. First and foremost, we got to go up to Michigan, all right? Heading up to Michigan, and we're talking about Lake Effect. And Iverson gave me a call, and my guess is he's probably not a big Allen Iverson fan, but who knows? And he's got a him doing him stuff. So let's.
Are they in the Mitten? Are they in the Yupa? Or where are they?
They're in that lake effect. I don't know. It's the whole place where it's just freezing all the time. No, right. No matter what, it's 30 degrees at its high point. So let's send it up to Iverson. He's got a great him doing him stuff.
Hello, Kitty. This is Iverson Chicken from F3 Lake Effect in West Michigan. I wanted to reach out to recognize him in our region, Sub-Zero, who was coming on strong over the past year when he found out about F3. He rounded up some guys, got a bunch of clothes and bags and food off of porches of our packs here, and drove a couple hours down the road to Midland, Michigan. I'm not sure if you guys have heard of that, but they had a couple dams break. They're underwater in a crisis among the crises with COVID-19, and he just drove out there with basically a truckload of stuff, dropped them off to a Midland church. Wanted to recognize him. He's doing awesome work out here, and we love him. So take care. Later.
How about Sub-Zero? What a great
Fantastic.
Name.
Fantastic. Yes. Right?
I'm thinking Mortal Kombat over here nonstop.
Yeah. Not even just about temperatures where they live and work and play, but yeah, Mortal right. Kombat.
Appreciate you, Iverson. Great, him doing him stuff, man. Guy putting a lot of work on his back, so good stuff there. Moving on, got this from F3 Vowels out of Wexford, Pennsylvania. This is a Pennsylvania geography test here, Wexford, PA, and his tweet read 10,000.
Failing miserably.
Yes, absolutely. We're terrible. I can tell you where Philadelphia is and Pittsburgh is and Hanover. That's the extent. There's a lot of great parts of the Keystone State, and I'm sure C-SPAN will send us a message with a full diagnostic report on everything. 10,000 is the number of feet at which one can use wireless electronics on an airplane. Today, it's also the club that this 3D Pittsburgh just joined by distributing 10,501 pieces of PPE. And so thanks to Vowels for making note of that, him doing him stuff, and just, again, people donating their time, treasure, and ability to help as we continue to combat this virus. And so good stuff there. Got another one here we got to read, and this is our weekly update related to the M3 challenge out of F3 Cleveland. And got to thank these guys, May, Merkins, and Miles. That's what all the three M's stand for. And it says, we saw some teams really start to accelerate and establish themselves in the top 10. Suncoast and Cleveland are starting to battle as the top regions, with Suncoast having 4 in the top 10, including spots 1 and 3. Impressive. And Cleveland has 6 in the top 10. You've got Knoxville and Grand Strand. They have teams just outside the top 10. Making a huge move this week from the Cleveland region was Nevada, Foxtrot, Sierra.
Love it.
Oh, it's terrific. Who put up 30,091 total points to climb into second place, and only about 2,700 points from the leader, who's known as F3 2.5 Men. Also great. Total numbers for the competition continue to be amazing. I'm going to read this number. 422,978 Merkins, so closing in on 425,000 Merkins. Miles ran, rucked, and rode is now at 11,774 total. The pack's really pushing each other each week on the third week of the challenge. And so thanks to the guys of F3 Cleveland for just spearheading that thing and pushing guys beyond some bounds that maybe they thought were possible. 425,000 combined Merkins. I mean, that's just nuts.
That's crazy. And it's just amazing that more and more regions are like stepping in and stepping up and saying, you know what, we're gonna make a push for the top.
I love every sound of it. We got two more calls, my friend, before we wrap this show up. So let's take it all the way out to the West Coast. And my man F3 Delfer from the Puget Sound talking some him doing him stuff for the Russian Grizzly, pure lead, and the virtual workouts. Take it away, Delfer.
Hello, COT Podcast. This is Delfer calling in from F3 Puget Sound to give a shout out to Pure Lead, who's been pulling in F3 royalty cues every week for the virtual F3 edition of his Perestroika on Zoom. Over the past 4 weeks, we've enjoyed beatdowns from C-SPAN, Hello Kitty, Dark Helmet, and Italian Job. And this morning, F3 co-founder Dredd served us up a beatdown for 92 hems, almost a quarter of our 400 packs. Other noted F3 celebrities on the call included the original Jodeci stud and F3 board member, Red Baron, Roundtable extraordinaire C-SPAN, and F3 Puget Sound founder AP. We had 2 FNGs that were named by the country lawyer himself. The first was Shasta, who was a moving EH just minutes before the workout started, and the other FNG was Little Debbie, who, along with Angus, Fanny, Silo, and the man you all know as Gobbler, will be working to mustard seed F3 Portland in the near future. All in all, a pretty high-impact cue from F3's original high-impact man. That's it from Dilfer of F3 Puget Sound, and I've got to go.
That Pure Lead is a heck of a dude.
Had the sounds honor. Like a damn good time is what that sounds like.
Atari was like, you got to meet this guy, Pure Lead. He's the one. Pure Lead's the guy who, not only is he leading the charge on all these virtual workouts, and I led one for him a couple weeks ago. We had a great time. He's the guy who goes in and does this, you know, prison ministry, you know, bringing these guys, you know, basically back to life after they get out. And if you didn't get a chance to listen to Pure Lead and Roma with C-SPAN a couple weeks ago, go back and find that. So just good stuff there. But what a dude, and just being able to really spearhead the virtual thing. And look, I think it's going to be a reality for them, you know, longer than they probably would like, and longer than most of us have had to do it. And so they really are making the most of it. I had Dredd on last week, you know, leading them, and 94 guys deep for that one. Dredd said, you know, yeah, I thought I was going to queue for like a couple guys in the, you know, Pacific Northwest. There's 100 dudes on from across the country, which is great stuff.
He should know his draw is greater than that.
It's a big, I mean, it's probably the biggest one out there. I mean, you know, kind of a big name when the co-founder comes on the Zoom. Yeah. You know, people tend to tune in for that one.
Yeah. That's great. Sounds like a great time.
Heck yeah. Speaking of virtual workouts, we got one more call from the C-est of all spans, C-SPAN, checking in, and he's talking virtual workouts. Take it away, C-SPAN.
Good morning, COT Podcast. C-SPAN here. Just wanted to tell the guys that me and the crew from Philly and Wilmington and Valley Forge will be virtual all this week. If guys are moving outside, but they're not in a situation where they can move outside and you want to work out virtually, just hit me up on social media, CSPANF3, and I will make sure that you get all the Zoom details. So with that, it's been wonderful working out with all the guys virtually. I know at some point Pennsylvania will open up again. And mostly I just wanted to say, I gotta go.
All right, my brother. Thank you for that. Guys, go find him. Find those workouts if you're looking for a chance to connect. Or look, even if your glooms are open and you still want to support your brothers from across the nation that have to continue on the virtual workouts, you've got great opportunities to do so, which is good stuff.
Absolutely. That's great.
Man, I'm whipped. I mean, what a show. What a show.
A lot of content for a holiday.
I felt like, what else do I need to talk to you about? But then I was like, I'm kind of done here with all this good stuff.
No, we hit the good stuff. And
well, it's going to be a good week, man. You know, guys that have the day off today, enjoy it. Get out and hard charge this week. And my friend, on a day like today, I think you pulled something out of the archives that's going to speak to the men. So why don't you hit them with that quotes worth repeat of?
Absolutely. There's quotes abound on days like today, mm-hmm. in remembrance and the ultimate sacrifice that so many has laid down for us and for our country. But I love that it's summed up in a very short two-sentence quote by none other than General George S. Patton. It is foolish and wrong to mourn the men who died. Rather, we should thank God that such men lived. So that's just perfect. We can end with that.
There's nothing else. I mean, there's nothing else to say other than that. Perfect, man. Great way to do it, my brother. Always good to hear your voice. I'm excited to see your face here in a couple of days. And
yeah, man, I'll be back out Wednesday. We're coming down the mountain tomorrow and then be back out in the gloom in Carpex on Wednesday.
Hey, would you do me a favor?
Sure.
Let these men know how we feel about them.
Well, men, if another man doesn't tell you this today, I love you.
Deal with it. We gotta go.
We gotta go.
See you, fellas. Have a great week, guys.
This has been the COT Podcast, connecting the packs of F3 Nation to something bigger than themselves. Please rate and review the show and share it with your F3 brothers, friends, family, and sad clowns who might need a little F3 in their lives. Follow all things F3 on Twitter at F3 Nation. And follow our show at F3COT Podcast. Until next time, I'm Brian Jodas, 38, Hello Kitty. And this has been the COT Podcast.